just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
When we enter a dark room with a torch in our hand, the darkness disappears, but the paintings on the wall start appearing. The colors which were invisible become visible. The furniture, the things, the objects start becoming clear. So when light is introduced into the region of darkness, few things disappear and few things appear. In a similar manner, awareness is the light. When you start remaining aware more and more, many things will disappear. In the medical world, if somebody gets aware that he or she has got cancer, that awareness will not help in the treatment or cure. He will have to take a separate cure or treatment modality. But in the world of spirituality, when you become aware of something, that awareness itself becomes half treatment. Because awareness is like the light. And vices are like spiritual are like darkness. So when the light comes, just the awareness. Now there is no need of thinking of how to get rid of darkness. So when awareness has come as light, the vices which are nothing but illusions. So when you are aware, the real becomes real. The painting, the objects, the things, rather they become more real. You can see them conspicuously. But that which was unreal, that is darkness, it disappears. Why it disappears? Because it never was the reality. In the spiritual world, awareness is transformation. Transformation means you don't have to fight. You don't have to wage a war against darkness. Just bring awareness. And when awareness comes, illusion disappears, because they never were. But you thought they are. And they were dangerous, frightening. So the process of transformation is the process of awareness. It's not about fight or flight. It's about be aware of things as they are. Getting rid of illusions. Because these illusions are unreal. But they make us suffer, and the suffering is real. So the suffering is arising out of the unreal. Drop the unreal. The process of transformation is the process of spiritual awareness, and the process of transformation is the process of disillusionment. You understand? You realize that I was groping in the dark. I was under a big illusion. And now my illusion has broken. And I see the truth. I see the light. So we are living, as it were, in the world of illusions. So many illusions we have created, and they are far, far away from reality. Somebody is loving me, I love somebody. Somebody is mine, I am somebody else's. This is my home, this is my house. He is beautiful, the other is not beautiful. These are illusions. We are the creators of our illusions. And if you want to undergo the process of self-transformation, the first step would be to break the illusions. An old man was asked, "Why you did not marry?" He said, "I used to love somebody. And that person also was ready to love and get married to me. But I used to drink a lot. So when I used to be drunk, she was not ready to marry. And when I was sober, not drunk, I was not ready to marry." Spirituality is the process of becoming more and more alert. Becoming more and more aware, and making that awareness perennial, persistent, consistently. Becoming a part of our being. That state of spiritual awareness is the only state where we are free from all illusions, all darkness, where there is no fight, where there is a natural flow of bliss and happiness. We don't borrow, snatch, bring bliss, happiness and peace from somebody else. It is the very nature of the soul. In fact, to be spiritual means stop doing anything. Just don't do anything. It's because of your doing only that you have become non-spiritual. It is the process of undoing, it is the process of unlearning, it is the process of unschooling. The process is not about learning new things. The process is about unlearning, undoing, unschooling, going back, becoming unoccupied. An unoccupied mind is a spiritual mind. So this is the divine message of 13th July 2009. So Dadi, as usual, is entering into a trance stage. आज अमृत वेला बाप दादा के पास आप सबका याद प्यार और उमंग उत्साह का समाचार लेते बाबा के साथ दूर से दृष्टि लेते दृष्टि में समाते हुए सम्मुख पहुंची बाबा ने अपने हृदय में समा लिया और बहुत शक्तिशाली रूप से मिलन मना रहे थे। कुछ समय तो ऐसा लगा जैसे मैं भी शक्ति स्वरूप के अनुभव में मास्टर सर्वशक्तिमान स्थिति के अनुभव में खो गई। कुछ समय के बाद बाबा बोले, बच्ची बाप समान बनने वाले मेरे सर्विसेबल बच्चे और साथियों का क्या समाचार है? तो मैं बोली, बाबा इस भट्टी में तो सबके दिल में परिवर्तन परिवर्तन का ही साज बज रहा है। सब बहुत हिम्मत से कह रहे कि अभी बदलना ही है। बाबा सुनते हुए बोले, बच्ची अब तो समय और प्रकृति की भी यही पुकार है कि हे परिवर्तन के आधार मूर्त उद्धार मूर्त अब को कब नहीं करो। ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट्स द की वर्ड द सॉन्ग ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन एंड व्हाट इज नीडेड फॉर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन अवेयरनेस How to bring about awareness. They say there are 7 steps for transformation. The first is acknowledgement. Acknowledge what is missing in your life, which is that negative emotion which comes up and you come down from your high stage. What is that memory which has the power to pull you down? When the memories are bitter, thoughts become bitter. When thoughts are bitter, your words become bitter. Your behavior becomes bitter. And a new sanskar of bitterness is formed. So first, acknowledge. Know. What is it? Where I am? What is my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual status at present? What is the status of my physical health, mental health, emotional health and spiritual health? Am I moving forward or doing a reverse journey? Considering the present state where I am. I do Amrit Vela, I attend Murli class, engage in service, and yet I don't see any significant improvement. I am there only where I was 10 years back, 5 years back. So you need to acknowledge or find out what is it. There is definitely something which is missing. So the first step of transformation is acknowledge. The second is forgive. One person has not forgiven another person. The reason may be anything. So when you are linked with somebody with that negative bond, it's a strong negative energetic bond which is between two persons. Strong negative energetic bond. So long as that negative bond is there, they both carry hatred for each other. They both carry grudge. They both carry jealousy, ill will, feeling of revenge. So that keep them bound. They are one. And this is known as energetic bond. If you want to break this bond, you have to undergo the process of forgiveness, pardon. Otherwise, the bond gets stronger and stronger. It makes you devise plot. And your subconscious mind hatches new plots every day. New conspiracies to trap. To let the other person down. So forgive. The third is let go. Hundreds of things keep on happening in the day. Hundreds of things keep on happening in our lives. Baba says, past is past. Get rid of the holding nature. Hold. He said this to me. He did this to me. This happened to me. Why it happened to me? Why it's not happening to others? Why me? There is no answer to your, there is no because to your whys. You keep on shouting, why? Baba says, don't say why. Say wa. Don't say hi. Fly. This is the word Baba loves. So let go. Things are happening, things are going. Be light. Yeah, the night has gone. So all things should go away. Forget the past. When you get up in the morning, it's a new birth. You are just like a newborn baby in the cradle. You are neonate. Look the world with those new eyes, with a sense of wonder, with a sense of awe. Oh, the sun is arising. Look at the butterflies. Look at the flowers, the freshness, the breeze, the air, the sky, the moon, the sun, the clouds. Everything is so beauteous. Everything is so wondrous. So look at this world with those newfangled, wonderful eyes. As if there was no yesterday. As if there is no tomorrow. As if this is the only reality. Everything is new. The day is new. It is not the same sun. It is not the same cloud. This is not the same person. Everything is changing. So let go. The next step in the process of transformation is love. Love. Love yourself. We have been taught to love others. But in the process of loving others, we have forgotten to love ourselves. Loving oneself means not allowing oneself to fall down. Loving oneself means persistently marching ahead. Loving oneself means to take utmost care of your own delicate heart. Your heart is a fragile thing. Unless and until it becomes strong, you have to take care of it. Till the time it becomes strong. The plant is very small. The sapling is just grown. It has to be fenced, guarded. Once it becomes a banyan tree, you can tie two elephants and it will not move. It will not budge. But till that time, take care of it. So love yourself. The next is accept your perfections and imperfections, both together. A perfectionist will always be unhappy. But you have to accept your positive and negative sides, the dark sides, the flip side. You have so many specialities, but then there are flaws, there are imperfections, there are defects. And also be thankful to others if they point out those imperfections, rather than shouting, getting angry, upset with them. They have taken out their time, valuable time, to do your self, to do your analysis. So you should be thankful to them. So accept. Acknowledgement is different. Acceptance is different. Acknowledgement is the awareness of where you stand. Acceptance is accepting positive, negative, perfection, imperfection. Acknowledgement is, the words may mean similar thing, but in the language of spirituality, they have different connotations. Acknowledging is analysis, or rather, it's one of the methods of self-examination, where you become aware, what is the goal of my life, where I am. It's a series of self-questioning. In the English language dictionary, they both mean same, but in the spiritual lexicon, they have different meanings. Acknowledging. Acceptance means, acceptance doesn't mean that I have accepted, now I will not change. Acceptance means you accept it and now you decide to change. You don't stop. I have imperfection, but I don't stop at that. I move ahead and change it. So the next step is change. Unless and until you accept something, you cannot change it. Addict is not ready to accept that he has become addicted, so he'll never change. There is a program of AA, Alcoholic Anonymous. They have got 12 questions for de-addiction. The first in that is also acknowledgement. And somewhere in later stage comes acceptance. Change. The change becomes easy. And the last again is sixth. You review yourself. After making that change, the ultimate analysis, or you can say retrospective analysis. You want to give up something. That something is causing you a lot of trouble, whether it is relationship, food, or anything, some sanskar, some defect. Somebody gets angry again and again. He resolves that I won't get angry. Okay. He has acknowledged it. He accepted it. He made necessary transformations. He forgave somebody. Let go of things. Everything he did. And now after 1 week, it's a time to reassess, reappraisal. In the companies, they do reappraisal. So now you have to review. How was my performance? So that's the way you bring about transformation. Transformation is not something to be done once and for all. It's an ongoing process. It's a process where you continuously do the process of self-checking. And this checking, in last Sunday's Murli Baba had said, should become natural. Natural self-checking. It is not that you check in at night and the whole day is gone. That is not the checking. You do intermittent checking. It should become a part of your nature. That sort of checking is needed. So the song of transformation. Transformation is an ongoing process. You transform yourself every moment. Now also, without making any resolve, you are getting transformed. But that is an unconscious transformation. You have to get transformed, staying totally alert, aware and conscious. With your conscious will, I see there is a darkness. I go with a torch and I see this is unwanted, unnecessary thing. Let me remove it. So light the torch of transformation. Om Shanti.